This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The giant global vaccine cover-up is really starting to implode. The latest chapter comes from a United Nations video that was found, essentially leaked, even though it was supposed to be public. They tried to hide it on the WHO website, but the High Wire with Del Bigtree, they got a hold of the video, did a compilation, put out a compilation. It was over 25 hours of testimony, and they're distilling it down now to some of the most astonishing statements by world health experts and epidemiologists and people who work for the FDA and vaccine industry advocates and so on camera, behind the scenes. They did not think this was going to be made public. They openly admit that vaccines are harming children all over the world. They openly admit that there are no tracking systems in place to really match vaccine safety from study to study. They have no barcodes on the vaccines. They can't even track which vaccines are damaging children. They admit the adjuvants are highly toxic, and yet they admit they have to be put into the vaccines because that's the only thing that makes the vaccines work, they say. So in other words, the whole theory of the viral fragments in vaccines is complete quackery. The whole theory is bunk. They openly admit that vaccines don't work from viral fragments. They only work from these adjuvants, which are these highly reactive, toxic chemicals that cause a massive inflammatory response of the immune system and in neurology. And this is what causes the damage in children, by the way, is these adjuvant chemicals and the heavy metals that are put into vaccines. So these are the same people that in some cases, when they're putting out a PR video for the United Nations or the WHO, in their PR videos, they will sit there, like there's an Indian woman, I forgot her name. She's on the video talking about how vaccines are totally safe. It's the best science in the world. We know exactly what's going on. This is the best way to help children. We can track all the safety success rates of vaccines and on and on. That same woman is in this United Nations behind the scenes, you know, WHO, a video testimony saying the opposite, saying that we don't even have the science, the safety science to track vaccines safe, doesn't even exist. The whole thing is a total joke. I mean, pure propaganda exposed for the world to see. You have got to watch this video. We put it on Brighteon.com. It originally came from Del Bigtree's High Wire channel on YouTube, where it will be banned, of course. That's why we copied it over. I've talked to Del. Make sure that he gets a channel open up on Brighteon.com. I know they're in the process of doing that. So in the future, all their videos will be on Brighteon. Hopefully, they'll get that done soon. But Del's busy like all of us. He's running around the country all over the place doing, you know, he's part of these protests and on the East Coast and the West Coast and everywhere. Del's doing some really, really great work in all this. So I'm very happy to help promote his videos and, you know, get the word out. And you can help by spreading the word and, of course, you know, sharing the video links on Brighteon.com. But what's astonishing in all this really is that these people, these world vaccine experts and world health experts, they know that vaccines are harming children all over the world. They know it. Publicly, they lie. No longer can anyone have the excuse that says, oh, well, these people, they believe that vaccines are safe. They don't think vaccines are dangerous. They're just trying to help children. They believe vaccines are safe. Now we know that's a lie. These people know that vaccines are dangerous. They know the ingredients are toxic. They know children are being harmed. They know the safety systems are virtually non-existent. They know the science is total bunk. And yet they lie to the public every chance they get. These are deceivers. These are evil people. Vaccine promoters and vaccine pushers at the FDA and the CDC and the drug cartels and the WHO, they are child murderers. They commit violence against children, but instead of using baseball bats, they use vaccines. And that is just another form of violence being committed against children. It's child abuse. It's taking place on a global scale. They know it's happening. They admit to it, and yet they lie to the public. This is who they are. They have no ethics, no morals, and it seems that the more children are harmed and made autistic and end up in comas and febrile seizures and paralyzed in hospitals and even dead in their graves, the more children are harmed by vaccines, the happier these people get. They love it when children are medically maimed. They love committing acts of violence against children through the use of needles and vaccines and toxic chemicals that they openly admit are deliberately laced into the vaccines. They know they're harmful, and yet this is what they do. These people are evil, pure evil. Pure evil walking the earth like demonic entities preying on children. In a way, kind of in the same category as child molesters and rapists, and pedophiles. You know, there's lots of different sick ways that people assault children. You know, children can be kidnapped or sexually assaulted, but they can be medically molested, which is what these vaccine pushers are doing. They are medical molesters. And the thing is, off camera, when they go home at night, they look in the mirror, they know what they are. They know they're doing this. They know they are lying. That's who they are. These are evil, twisted, sick people. These are the same kind of people. I mean, frankly, if they didn't have medical degrees and government positions, they would just be pedophiles on the street assaulting children for their own deviant desires. But since they have degrees and they have a system of medicine now that has turned over children to them, they can now do this through vaccine penetrations of children, vaccine injections. They can have DNA that's genetically engineered, an entire murdered male fetus. The DNA of a specific male who was murdered is now replicated into the vaccines. That's why you can sequence full DNA sequences in vaccines now, because they're injecting children, they're penetrating children and injecting them with the DNA of a male human baby. This is rape, or you could call it medical vampirism. It's a sickening thing. It's almost like taking the blood of one child and injecting that blood into another child. In fact, that's almost essentially what vaccines are, the ones that are laced with DNA on purpose. Why would you have a human child's DNA in vaccines that are in the MMR vaccine that are given to other children? What purpose would that have? Think about it scientifically. Why would you inject children with the DNA of other children? Because it's not about immunization, is it? Frankly, I'll tell you what it's about. It's about gene transference, because the genome of the human baby that's put into the vaccines has had over 500 alterations to activate cancer cells. This is all about promoting cancer. It's all about depopulation. It's essentially kind of a form of blood harvesting from children, human child tissues, and then injecting those into other children to achieve a transference of DNA to harm those children, at the same time putting in the adjuvant chemicals to make sure that there's plenty of harm that's caused and neurological harm and so on. This is sick stuff. A better term for it might be medical cannibalism. So they take the aborted human babies, they chop them up. They chop them up even while they're living. They harvest their organs. The Planned Parenthood centers sell those dead baby organs and tissues to the vaccine companies. The vaccine companies use those tissues to grow the festering viral strains for their vaccine biomass that is then homogenized and processed and put into vaccines to be injected into other children. That's cannibalism. And that is a violation of every world religion, by the way. It's a violation of every health safety standard. It explains why children who are vaccinated suffer brain damage, permanent neurological damage, seizures, and in some cases, death, because it's toxic. It's designed to cause harm. And these vaccine experts at the WHO, they know this. They know their vaccines are designed to cause harm. This is their goal. These are the same people who, in another conference, will be talking about depopulation, ending human fertility, you know, reducing birth rates, family planning, as they call it, increasing abortions and infanticide. It's all the same thing. It's about killing people. It's about murdering children. It's about ending humanity and doing so through so-called medicine. And again, they know exactly what they're doing. They lie to the public, but behind the scenes, they admit to all of this, if you can catch them in the right sentence. This is who they are. This is what they want. They want fewer humans on the planet. They celebrate the idea of depopulation and infertility. Heck, the WHO laces the vaccines given to women in Africa with infertility chemicals, HCG, I believe. to cause spontaneous abortions and cause infertility. This is what vaccines are used for. And in America, vaccines are laced with mercury given to children to cause lobotomies, to cause brain damage. Otherwise, how can children be counted on when they grow up to be able to watch CNN? You have to be lobotomized. You have to have your brain turned off. You literally have to suffer brain damage to be able to watch the mainstream news and not think critically about their lies. To believe anything the mainstream media is telling you, you have to be retarded or cognitively damaged. And that's part of the role of vaccines. So spread the word about this. Watch the video. I've got an article on this at naturalnews.com. Videos are up on brighteon.com. We cover the news every day at vaccines.news. And of course, you can read more at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, working to protect our children from the vaccine predators and the demonic child penetrators that the vaccine industry is now famous for. A bunch of medical pedophiles and perverts, frankly, is what it is. And medical cannibalism, vampires, bloodlust demons. That's who they are. That's what the vaccine industry is all about. If you surrender your child to vaccines, you're the same as a parent that turned over a child to an Aztec chieftain who would rip their heart out and throw them down the stairs of the pyramids. You know, child sacrifice to the gods. If you turn your child over to the vaccine industry, you're doing a child sacrifice to Big Pharma. Is that your god? Really? Drug companies are your gods? That's pretty sick. So don't surrender your children to these demons. Thank you for listening. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.